At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Listen, you can't sweep the series if you don't take the opener, and the Royals did just that. They take the opener tonight in Anaheim. They double up the Halos. 8-4, your final score. I said earlier today on the On Deck Show, man, I want all three. I want to sweep this series. I don't want to go into Sacramento needing to win 2 of 3. Not saying that the Royals can't take 2 of 3 from the A's, but I don't want to stress in that final three-game set. Give me 3 wins here in Anaheim, at least one in Sacramento, and let's call this at least a winning season. Royals win tonight, and they get their record back to above 500 at 79-78. And they win this game tonight in a fashion that, in my opinion, they win tonight in a fashion that shows a strong foundation. They won tonight in a fashion that, well, all I need to do is point you to that game and say, this is why my expectation is already for this squad to win the division in 2026. Now, I'm not saying they will win the division, but that's my expectation. Now, obviously, it's playoffs or bust. It's always playoffs or bust so long as Bobby Witt Jr. is in a Royals uniform. And Bobby's going to be in a Royals uniform next year, so it's obviously playoffs or bust. But as you saw tonight, this team has the type of foundation where you're not many tweaks away from being the best squad in this American League Central. And I say that on a day the Royals are officially eliminated from postseason contention, on a day, a wild day, in the American League Central as the Guardians match the Tigers and actually, with the tiebreaker, leapfrog Detroit, and Cleveland now leads this division. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Tonight's win not only should be evidence that falling short of the postseason is always going to be described as an unsuccessful season. Even if you finish above 500, yes, we'll call it a winning season, a fun season, an enjoyable season, but we won't say it's a successful season. And because of that foundation, because of that talent that was on display tonight, I think that's why we're all at a point as a fan base now where we're done hanging our heads. Now, we did it in June. In July, we moped around a little bit in August. We tried to force some excitement, force some belief that the boys were going to get back in the race. And you can make a case that they did. They did get back in the race. But even though that race is now over, I sense the majority of diehard Royals fans, even average Royals fans, I find not many sulking anymore. Coming to grips with what happened, why it happened, and why we shouldn't necessarily believe it's going to happen again in 2026. Royals win 8-4, the final score. And of course, if the Royals are going to win a division title, it begins with pitching and defense. For as much as we want to believe that this offense is going to be a real threat next season, and it could be, it might be. But history tells us if the Royals are successful, if the Kansas City Royals are successful, it's going to be on the backs of pitching and defense. And boy, was that on display tonight. Cole Reagans, 5 innings, 10 strikeouts. Double-digit punchouts for the 10th time in his Royals career. Only Kevin Apier has more double-digit punchout performances. Reagans been here for 2.5 years, and he's already done something that Zach Greinke never did. 10 performances with at least 10 punchouts. The defense of Michael Garcia at third base. And speaking of Michael, man, you want to talk about that foundation? Defensively, he's in line to win his first Gold Glove. Offensively, you can make a case the guy's a Silver Slugger candidate and one of, if not the best, third baseman, period, in all of the American League. Pitching, defense, the speed was on display tonight as Tyler Tolbert becomes the third different Royal with 20 stolen bases this season. Tolbert joins Michael and Bobby with 20-plus bags in 2026. And speaking of Bob, another double. He leads Major League Baseball in doubles. He's now batting .300 on the road. Vinny drives in a run. Give him 108. That's 6th most in Major League Baseball. How about Salvi driving in another run as he passes Hal McCray and now sits alone, 2nd most ribbies in Royals franchise history. Again, the foundation offensively, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and Michael. But this team's going to be led by its pitching, its defense, and its team speed, which was all on display tonight. Not just Tyler Tolbert ripping a pair of bags there in the 6th inning, but Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., showing off the speed in the 1st inning, in the 5th inning, as the Royals take a 3-0 lead. The big four in this lineup combined tonight for 8 of the 15 hits. They drive in 5 of the 8 runs, and they scored half of the runs that crossed the plate tonight. Throw in Carter Jensen, who another extra base hit. 8 of his 13 big league knocks have gone for extra bases. And there, throw in a Jack Caglione, who no, did not make an appearance tonight. But Jack Caglione is just as important to the 2026 Royals as those 5 names I just gave you. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Michael, and Carter. Put Jack Caglione right there with them. So tonight's a win, and that's always worthy of celebration. But as we approach Sunday's season finale, as this team has a chance to do something that hasn't been done in a decade, and that is deliver consecutive winning seasons to Royals fans, as we sit here with less than a week to play, you have to be fired up for 2026. And not in the way that we did in 2019. And wow, can you believe what Dozier and Mondesi are doing? Because the pitching wasn't there to support it. You didn't have a pitching staff, a bullpen, a coaching staff that really led you to believe that 2020 was going to be something big because you might have a few bats. But you now have that pitching staff. You now have an organization that can develop a bullpen as well. Look at the bullpen tonight. John Schreiber, Steven Cruz, Taylor Clark. 3 innings of no-hit relief. Sam Long gives up a run in the 9th inning. But Schreiber's acquired via a trade, as is Steven Cruz. And Taylor Clark was recovered off the scrap heap. So it doesn't matter which facet of the game you want to talk about. There's reason, real, legitimate reason for optimism. Real legitimate reason to believe that this team will be the best in the American League Central coming up in 2026. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Royals win 8-4. Let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's start off out in Olathe. Lathe, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Appreciate you taking my call. Appreciate everything you do. As always, man, as we close the season here, it's kind of bittersweet as we see the team kind of close in contention, kind of sort of. I don't know, kind of to echo your sentiments earlier, I don't know how you go into the next, the coming season not optimistic, you know, with pitching and the team's seeming ability to identify and develop a pitching. And how cool is it to potentially have a battery? How about having a catcher and a pitcher, both big time players, local guys? And I want to get your opinion. You know, Carter Jensen from, you know, at the plate, he's kind of been everything we thought Caglione was supposed to be. And I know this year we didn't, you know, the deficiencies were kind of on the back.
I don't know if that's really true, though, Lathe. The talk about Carter Jensen was his plate discipline. Mm-hmm. The power showed up really this year. The plate discipline is what was lauded about Jensen, while it was the opposite with Caglione. You were wondering about the plate discipline, but you knew the power was there coming into the season.
That's true, Vern. I meant just in terms of just coming into the show right away and having results, I guess. I should have clarified. You know, Jensen it seems like he kind of hit the ground running. He's got a solid OPS. He gets on base. He's, as you kind of alluded to, he's very disciplined. And I want to get your opinion. You know, if we kind of ride or die based on runners and scoring position, we got no runner, we got no clutch, we got no, you got no runners in scoring position. I want to get your opinion. Like, how do we change that for next year? If we don't know what was different this year, and people were talking about firing the hitting coach, how do we know that's going to be different for next year?
Yeah. Lathe, I got it, man. I appreciate the phone call. They're going to do that with the hitting coach every year. They've done that every year. And they do that every year in every city on every postgame show. So don't even sweat that. What are they going to do differently next year to perform better with runners in scoring position? Yeah, to me, it doesn't work like that. It's not a fix for the team. It's individual. I know it's a team game, but there's only one guy standing in that box. And like I mentioned, there are 6 names that are going to be in the lineup 6 out of every 7 days. So you're going to ride or die with those 6. Bobby and Michael, Vinny and Salvi, Carter and Cags. Those guys are going to be in there, so those guys need to deliver. And honestly, those guys are going to be hitting in the top 6 more times than not. So it's on them to execute. Right? Early on in the season, Vinny wasn't executing in those spots. Bobby wasn't as clutch early on in the season. Neither was Salvi. And all 3 of them were 3 of the 15 most clutch hitters in Major League Baseball a season ago. So some slight regression in 2025, and no one else was there to pick up the slack. Sure, Michael, but that's only one bat. So you just need better execution, better performers, and a better offense. That's what's going to change. And if it doesn't, we'll be in this exact same spot. But no, To me, the diagnosis for the 2025 Royals is pretty simple. Your offense stunk for 75-80% of the season. And again, we can go on an individual basis. Michael, great season. Bobby, great season. Vinny, huge season. Salvi, unbelievable season. Sure, sure. But that goes to show you the importance of those big knocks with runners in scoring position. And that also goes to show you that you need a balanced lineup. That you need a high-quality plate appearance for more than just four hitters. Last year, they almost got it done with three. This year, they had four, and at times you would get a contribution from a Michael Massey. Lately, it's been from a Carter Jensen, Mike Yastrzemski when he first got here, Adam Frazier when he first got here. The guys that you opened up 2025 with, that you were banking on, for the most part, turned out to be a big zero. Now, Michael Massey has injuries to attribute that to. MJ Melendez has been in Omaha trying to figure it out all year. Hunter Renfroe has lost his job because of it. Now, to me, the thing they need to change on opening day next year is maybe value a vet a little bit more than you did this year. Value that Luke Maley, Adam Frazier voice inside the clubhouse to maybe calm the waters if April doesn't go as planned. I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals take game one in Anaheim by a final score of 8-5. Royals are now 8-0 when they pick up at least 15 hits. Eight runs on 15 knocks today. Royals don't commit an error, and they get their record back above 500. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Hey, we're at the top of the hour. We have to take a very quick timeout. We'll get right to your phone calls after this.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Breaking ball slapped into center field. Bryce Teodosio sprints in, plays it on a bounce. It's a base hit. Bobby Witt Jr. gets waved around third. Here he comes home. The throw's late. Bobby Witt Jr. scores with a slide. Salvador Perez has another hit and another RBI. And the Royals have a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, Jake Eisenberg, give him 97 RBIs on the season. That's top 15 in Major League Baseball. Give him 1,013 RBIs for his Hall of Fame career. Now, he's still more than 500 back of George Brett, but he's only five away from being top 15 in baseball history by a catcher. Salvi puts the boys on the board 1-0. 2-0. A wild pitch allowed Mike Hell to score a first inning run, and then Salvi drives in Bobby to make it 2-0. Vinny shoots a fastball the other way in the fifth inning. That put the Royals ahead 3-0. Cole Reagans gets touched up by the nine hitter in the fifth inning. A two-run blast. It ends Reagans' day. Well, the fifth inning is what ended Reagans' day as he punches out 10. Picks up the win. He's now 3-3 on the season. So it's 3-2 Royals at the end of five, and then the Vets refuse to punch out. With two outs in the top of the seventh inning, Mike Yastrzemski goes to the opposite field, so does Randal Grichuk, and then Adam Frazier drives them both in as he blasts one to the right center field gap. Royals go up 5-2, and that turns out to be the game winner. Royals score, though, a few more. They put three on the board in the eighth and win this one 8-4, pushing their record back above 500. Salvi, by the way, one of four Royals to record multiple hits. Salvi, now a lifetime 300 hitter against the Angels. All right, let's go to the phone lines, the Peterson and Associates phone line. It's Phil and Shawnee. Phil, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Nice to hear from you, Vern. Once again, the straw that stirs the drink is Mikel Garcia. The man is just, his game is elevated so much from last year. I remember last year he had a tough September, but he's bringing it this year. He apparently has 169 hits now, and Witt has 176. The leader in the clubhouse has 181, but I think that player, and I can't remember who it is on the IL or something like that. So there's a chance, if Mikel really gets going and they keep him in the leadoff spot, that he could push Witt for the lead in hits this year. What I really want to see next year, on the 50th anniversary of 1976, I want to see the Brett McCray challenge for the batting title when they were within a couple points each other the last weekend of the season. I'm looking forward to that between Witt and Garcia next year, assuming Garcia hits leadoff. And that'll be freaking awesome. And I think Garcia is good for it. And nothing pushes another player than another player in the locker room, showing them up. This is just great baseball. And we got two great offensive players leading off, and we should enjoy it while we can.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right, Phil. The combination of Bobby and Mikel, what they're doing this season, hasn't been done in Kansas City in 45 years. I have to go back to Willie Wilson and George Brett for two players to put up this type of well-rounded season as far as wins above replacement. Yeah. You could wait a long time before you see something like this ever again. I appreciate the phone call. You mentioned Mikel as the leadoff hitter. Tonight was his 19th start as Royals leadoff hitter this season. He's batting .352. Tonight he picks up his team-leading 49th multi-hit game. I mean, without question, he is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. I know Cole Reagan's punched out 10 in 5 innings, but that's how good Mikel was. He's on base 4 times tonight. A hustle double to open up the game. And then he scores on the wild pitch. He doubled in the 5th inning on a ground ball to the shortstop. The shortstop dives, it goes off his glove into center field, and Mikel just drops it into another gear. So he leads off the 1st inning with a double, leads off the 5th inning with a double, draws a 2-out walk in the 6th, and an RBI single in the 8th. I mean, I could go on about Mikel Garcia for the rest of the night. Defensively, I mean, the play that he made to finish off the 4th was a magic act. Man on 2nd with 2 outs. Royals at this point are up only 2-0, okay? And there's a man in scoring position for Logan Ohapi. First pitch from Reagan's, he rifles it up the 3rd baseline, and it caroms off the bag. And it pops up in the air, and as Mikel is ranging to his right to field the hard ground ball that left the bat of Logan Ohapi at 100 miles per hour, hits off the 3rd base bag, and Mikel, like it's nothing, still is able to make a slick backhanded pick and throw a strong one hop to Vinny at first to get Ohapi and end the 4th frame for Cole Reagan's. I mean, offensively, defensively, again, the guy just does it all. His team-leading 11th game with at least 3 hits. 2 doubles gives him 38 on the season. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. Now, you dive into some of the analytics. You take a peek at WAR. And Mikel's one of the 12 best players in Major League Baseball this season. Speaking of that outstanding play that he made defensively to finish off the 4th inning, that's where the conversation began on the field after tonight's 8-4 Royals victory as Mikel Garcia received the Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network.
Well, I know we could talk about a lot of offense, and we will, and we could talk about Cole Reagan's, and we will, but I got to start with the play you made at third base on Ohapi, because we all said we've never seen a play like that before. How did you make that?
I mean, I don't know how I made that play, but when I caught it, I just make a good throw for Vinny and save run for Reagan's.
We know how much you love making those defensive plays, coming in, charging it, but is that one, you can't really plan that, can you? You can't practice that.
I mean, we don't practice the tough play. We practice the routine play because that's the play you want to help the team, help your pitchers, and make good plays, double plays. That's where you work.
Vinny was telling me before the game that even with the season coming to an end and not being exactly where you want to be, this team is so proud that you have to keep fighting. What does that mean to this group to be able to go out there and still play like this?
Yeah, I mean, we just learned about this season and just come back next year and just trying to do the our job and play better and, you know, make a good place and just trying to play hard every single day and score more runs. I think that's going to be the key for next year.
It's been such a special, big breakout year for you, all-star. And, you know, last year didn't go the way you wanted, but you've done it all season long from beginning to end. What are you, and again, another great night tonight. What are you most proud of on the year?
I don't know, man. I just proud of myself because last year was a tough year for me personal, and I come this year playing around in the field and play center field beginning of the season, and then they leave me at third, so I just proud of myself to play good this season, but the goal was to get a playoff again. We did it, but you know, that's a great year for me personally. We aren't done yet, but just come back next year and try to get a playoff.
It's been a lot of fun. Oh, I forgot Cole Reagan's 10 strikeouts. I mean, struck out, his first 6 outs were strikeouts. What did you see?
We know Reagan's. He's come back from injury, We're missing the like six weeks. He's a great pitcher. He executes his stuff, and we just proud of him to get him back, and just it's still healthy for next year.
Great job again tonight. It really has been a lot of fun to watch you, and I still know five more to go, so keep it up.
Thank you.
There you go. Mikel Garcia with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network. I mentioned Mikel, leadoff double in the first and a leadoff double in the fifth. Now, I think it's safe to assume he's your leadoff hitter next season. Sadly, it took the Royals 5 months before they took Jonathan India out of the leadoff spot, but whatever. Mikel this year, even when he's not the leadoff hitter, like not in the one spot in the lineup, but this season when he leads off an inning, he's batting .324. You just, I don't want to look back, but you just wonder where this team would be if this Mikel showed up last year. Now, there's no reason to play that game. He's still 25. He's still very young. Years of team control. There is nothing to lament about Mikel Garcia's career arc. It's not even an arc. It's still ascending, right? And to go back to Phil's point, the league leader right now, the major league leader in hits is Bo Bichette, and he is injured. Second is Trey Turner, who's also injured. So Bobby Witt Jr. only needs 5 hits to match Bo Bichette for the major league lead. Mikel Garcia, his hit total has him top 15 in Major League Baseball. So, very impressive. And if you want to dive into batting average between the two and where they stack up and all of Major League Baseball, Bobby's .293 average is 11th best, and Mikel's .288 average is 16th best. And I always look at Major League Baseball standing. I don't really care where you rank in the American League, where you rank in the National League. This isn't 1973. Everybody plays everybody. They really should do away with the AL-NL awards, in my opinion. The NBA, the NHL, NFL, they just hand out an MVP. I think baseball should do the same. But I digress. Royals win 8-4. They're now 21-0 this season when they score 8 or more runs. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to our good friend Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on your Padres and Freddie's big walk-off knock last night.
Yeah, he was amazing. We're so happy that you guys sent him to us and teaching him everything out there. Salvi tonight, man, how many more records is he going to break this year?
What else?
Because he's got RBI. He's behind George now.
Right, yep.
He's in second place tonight with RBIs for the Royals, so...
he's also in second place when it comes to hit by pitches. He was plunked for the 95th time tonight.
You mean has he passed how many? Because wasn't Gordo usually the one that got hit?
Yeah, Gordo's still number one. I think Gordo has him by 25 or 26.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody was ever going to pass Gordo because the way Gordo got hit. But anyway, I'm exhausted after last night, but I mean, I'm having a good night between the Padres kicking the crap out of the Brewers and the Royals win tonight, and the fact that the Dodgers lost, and now we're only a game and a half back, so fingers crossed there. But, I think we've got the pitching for next season, and, we need a hitter or two, but I think next year we're going to be great because with Keggs, I think Keggs will be better next year, and Carter Jensen, I think he's just going to come into his own even more next year because he's already got it going this year. So I think we're next year's just going to be so much better because those two are going to
on
fire.
It's hard. Kathy, I appreciate the phone call. I'm with you. And at the same time, it's hard to imagine a more disappointing offense, right? It's hard to imagine something like what we saw for a large majority of this season happening again next year when the talent is as deep as it appears to be. Not 1 through 9, but when you can roll out a six-pack of hitters like Mike, Hell, and Bobby to begin with, I mean, those two at the top of the lineup, as Phil was alluding to, that's trouble. That's just immediate trouble for whoever's on the mound right out of the gate. Vinny and Salvi cleaning up the table with the two rookies, you know, hitting 5 and 6 or, you know, 5 and 7, whatever. Jack Caglione and Carter Jensen. Jensen tonight, his 15th game in the big leagues, he's batting .289. Royals win 8-4. There's a phone line open for you, 913-586-7965. And again, Michael Garcia, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Sign up today. Call them up at 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Royals win 8-4 behind not only a strong offensive night from the big names, but also a strong night on the mound from the biggest name, Cole Ragans. 5 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, and the 2 runs came in the 5th inning. With 1 out and nobody on, Christian Moore, the rookie second baseman for the Angels, gets a cutter in the middle and smokes it up the gut. 107 miles per hour, and Cole Ragans thought he was going to wear that one. Man, he dodged out of the way. He looked frightened. And understandably so. It was a bullet up the gut for the rookie. So he's on first with 2 outs for the Angels' 9-hitter. Bryce Teodosio. He had Reagan's heater timed up. He gets 96 down and in, and he takes it over the left field wall for a 2-run shot. His first home run of the season, and Reagan's is clipped by the 9-hitter. So a 3-0 lead is gone. It's a 1-run slight lead against a team that it felt like you were blowing out. Nonetheless, Reagan strikes out Mike Trout to finish off his 5 innings of work. In total, 72 pitches for Ragans. He had 17 whiffs, 10 called strikes. So that's 27 of his 72 pitches were either stared at for a strike or offered at and whiffed at. That's 38% of the pitches tonight thrown by Cole Ragans. The other team stood no chance. Ragans is now 3-3 after his 10th performance with 10 strikeouts in Kansas City Royal Blue. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
Cool. How do you evaluate that one for you tonight?
Overall, solid. Got some swing and miss in there. Breaking balls weren't great, but, you know, landed them when I needed to. So, overall, I thought it was solid.
Adrenaline last time out versus this time out, similar, same, or different? What do you make that?
I wouldn't say as much, but still adrenaline. Obviously, always have adrenaline. So, yeah.
Nice to get the pitch count up, too, a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad to, you know, finally get through at least 5. It's been a minute, so, you know, felt good to go out there, finish that.
For you to just go through this start from the last one to this one, how do you feel throughout the week just ramping up for it? Still feeling as well you need to be?
Yes, felt great. Feel like I'm in a great spot.
News pregame, obviously, you guys were eliminated from the postseason. I just wonder the emotions behind that and, you know, turning the focus fully to this last week here, finishing out the season strong.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we want to be in the playoffs. That's our goal is to, you know, be in the playoffs to win it all. You know, obviously, it hasn't gone the way we want it to, but that doesn't mean that this last, 6 games, we just go out there and lay down. We're still going to try to, win. you know, it's there's been some great things happen this year, and just try to, you know, finish on a strong note.
There you go. That is Cole Ragans on FanDuel Sports Network. He gives up an opposite field single to Nolan Chanuel in the first, and then doesn't allow another hit until that two-run fifth inning. 90 strikeouts on the season for Ragans. 90 strikeouts in his first 12 starts. Only Zach Greinke had more in his first 12 starts back in his Cy Young Award-winning season of 2009, and Greinke only had one more strikeout than Ragans does. Let's go back to the phone lines. The Peterson and Associates phone line. Let's go to Katie in North Carolina. KD, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Vern. How you doing? I'm glad to hear you're still up.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear. I think I'm glad to hear you're up. I hope you're not just wired or something.
Yeah, no, I'd love to say that I knew everything that happened in the game, but last thing I remember, it was 3-0, I think. I just wanted to thank
you. You caught all the good stuff.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to thank you for being here for us this whole year. They've kind of put us through the ringer this year, and I think you and your wife deserve a good break over this off season. And just thanks so much for being there for us. We will miss the baseball, but definitely miss you as well.
Yeah, that's really nice, and the feeling is reciprocated. And you should feel bad for my wife, because the end of the season means I'm about a month away from feeling inadequate because I haven't had people like you say nice things to me. So I appreciate it, but hopefully I'll be back next year, and you guys can pick up my spirits once again. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Vern.
All right. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. It's wild. No one wants to hear my baseball takes around the house. Everyone knows my football takes are incorrect. So, yeah, it just ends up me breaking down the ALDS and the World Series and the NLCS to my dog. Royals win 8-4. They got 5 games to go. They go 3-2 down the stretch, and they finish 2025 with a winning record. Back-to-back winning seasons for just the third time in the past 3 decades of Royals baseball. We'll see if they can do it. I think they can. I think they better. We'll discuss it further after this quick timeout.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Here's the pitch. Hit on the ground down the third baseline. Pass Peraza. A fair ball toward the left field corner. Garcia trots in to score from third. Pass Quintino rounds first. And he's into second easily with an opposite field RBI double. It's now a 3-0 Royals lead in the top of the fifth inning.
And the Royals would... I'll give two runs right back. I say that in a negative tone. I want to take that all back. I apologize. 3-0 thanks to Vinny Pasquantino's opposite field knock to played Michael Garcia. Royals up 3-0, but yeah, in the bottom of the fifth inning, the 9-hitter for the Angels would hit a 2-run blast off of Cole Reagans, but who cares? Royals won. Reagans won. Royals are above 500, 5 games to go, and I think you're feeling good. Not only about the prospects of this team finishing above 500, but the prospects for the 2026 team. Not only getting to October, but winning the division for the first time since 2015. Now, getting to the playoffs is always the bar for this franchise. Now, once you sign Bobby, once you called up Jack, it's always playoffs or bust. But no, you feel good about the future. You feel good about this team's ability to win 3 of the final 5 and finish above 500 because of the foundation. Cole Reagans, who tonight to me delivered the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. And that was when Reagans struck out 6 straight batters. Now, he punched the ticket of Mike Trout to open up the game. He blew 95 past him in the first. But after that opposite field single to Sean Ewell, Reagans would then strike out... he would strike out the next 6 batters. He'd blow Ward away with 96. Joe Adele swings and misses at 96. Logan Ohapi swings through 95. Peraza chases a changeup, as does Christian Moore. And then that Guzman kid stares at 96. So that's 6 straight punchouts, 5 of them swinging. In total, Reagans punched out 10 with 8 of them swinging. Reagans tonight reached 400 strikeouts in his Royals career. 402, to be exact. 402 punch-outs in 57 starts just shatters every Royals record, right? 402 strikeouts in 57 starts. The previous record was David Cohn. In his first 57 starts, he had 80 fewer punch-outs than Cole Reagans. So that stretch there, 6 up, 6 down, all via a K. That's tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. All right, so the phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Kind words coming in earlier from Dwayne in Warsaw. Kelly in Smithville says, Vern, I know we will not be in the postseason as the boys were officially eliminated today, but I just want to stay above 500, and I'll be watching all 162 regardless. Kelly, always appreciate you listening. Rally Mantis is giving some love to Reagans and Bobby and Adam Frazier. Yeah, how about Adam Frazier? His two-run double in the seventh inning turns out to be the game-winning knock. Frazier, one of five Royals to collect multiple hits tonight. One of four Royals to collect multiple hits. Frazier, since joining the Royals, is now batting .281 with an OPS better than league average. Rally Mantis, thanks for listening. Raj in the Ozarks writes in on the text line, Vern, thoughts on Tyler Tolbert in 2026? Yeah, I see a spot for him. The question is, No, I see a spot for him, and I think that spot is base stealer. Now, who knows? You know what? I gotta give the young man a chance to grow. Let's see what he looks like next spring. A big offseason for him, just like it is all the other rookies. John Rave and Jack Caglione and Carter Jensen. But I'm glad you bring it up, Raj, because since being recalled back in early June, now Tyler Tolbert hasn't had a ton of opportunities at the plate. But he's batting .326 since his latest recall. 14 for 43. So again, it's a small sample size. But still, batting .326. He's 14 for 16 with stolen bases. He ripped a pair tonight. At worst, Raj, he's the last guy on your bench in your late game pinch runner because you're going to need that. Salvi and Vinny are back next year. I want a pinch runner. Can he be the right-handed platoon for Kyle Isbell? I'm not there yet. And I won't be there, even on opening. I mean, unless the young man blows me away in spring training and you know, is just dominating offensively. No, I'm going to have a tough time if you go into the season saying our center field is a platoon of Tolbert and Isbell. I'm not sold on his defense, and no, I'm not sold on his offense, but there's certainly a spot for him because there's a spot for that speed. That's for darn sure. You know, I mentioned the Royals now have three players that have ripped 20 or more bags. They've now had three players do that for three straight seasons. A Royals team hasn't done that since the late 70s. So there's another feather in your cap. Let's go to JD. JD, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
How are you, Vern?
I'm well. Nice to hear from you.
Well, good to hear from you. Is there any chance at all with this win tonight? If they win the other five, would there be a spot for them? Or
no, they were officially eliminated this afternoon when the Guardians beat the Tigers.
Oh, well. Maybe next year they'll do it. By golly,
yeah, maybe JD. I appreciate the phone call. Oh nope, you got more. Go ahead. No, oh, okay, no, he didn't have more. JD, thanks for the phone call. I hate to break it to you. He sounded real sad when he heard that news. Eric in Independence writes on the text line. Tonight was an incredible showing from the boys in blue, knowing that their postseason dreams were dashed. Vern, I'm heartsick, but hopeful for next year and a +500 finish this year. Let's go Royals. Signed, Eric in Independence. All right, you guys are bumming me out down the stretch. Got JD sobbing into the phone. Eric is heartsick. Is that what he said? Dan and KCK's loving on Salvi. Loving on Cole Reagans. I like it. I like it. They certainly deserve it. And those are two of the main reasons for optimism as we look ahead to 2026. But it begins with Cole Reagans because it begins with the pitching. There isn't an arm on this team that takes this organization to a different level the way that Cole Reagans does. Now, I love Noah Cameron and Chris Bubich. The veteran leadership of Michael Wacha, and the ability when healthy of Seth Lugo. But there isn't anyone that swings the pendulum as much as Cole Reagan's. We'd like to talk about the depth on this pitching staff or in this organization, but that's on paper, right? Burgert's hurt, Bubich is hurt, Lugo is hurt. Don't tell me they're all going to be ready on opening day. I hope they are, but you can't trust an elbow. Get real. Cole Reagan's is where it all begins, and for him to get through this one, it appears healthy. Hopefully he wakes up feeling good tomorrow. But 10 strikeouts in 5 innings, that's the headline for this one. And that's what Stephen Kolek has to build off of tomorrow as he squares off with another lefty. Royals only facing lefties in this series. Stephen Kolek goes opposite Yusei Kikuchi. It's an 8:38 first pitch, Kansas City time. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7:30. Want to say special thanks to Nathan Williams back at the studio. Doing a great job as always. Always a pleasure working with you. And it's always better after the Royals win, right? Vinny's now reached base in 13 straight. Way to go, Big Vin. Vin is strong. Help me win this fantasy football championship, Vin. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I appreciate you listening. Royals win 8-4. They're above 500. Let's hope they stay there.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.